This is Fresh Air. Composer and alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman first shook up the jazz world in the late 1950s. Up until then, jazz improvising had always been based on fixed chord sequences, but Coleman dispensed with that. Since then, he's experimented with various group sounds, an eight-piece double quartet on his 1960 Free Jazz album, and a spare trio in the mid-60s. Now Coleman leads an electric band called Prime Time with two guitars, two basses, and two drummers. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of two Coleman reissues from 1968 at the juncture between his early freewheeling music and his dense modern music.
Ornette Coleman is one of the most important figures in the history of jazz. But he hasn't made all that many records in the last 30-odd years, and their reissue-crazy major labels have been slow to put his old albums out on compact disc. In fact, all of the records he made in the late 60s and early 70s have been out of print for a while. But now Blue Note has reissued a pair of Coleman albums recorded in 1968. They're called New York Is Now and Love Call. In each case, an alternate take of one or two tunes has been added to the program, and one performance on Love Call is being issued in the U.S. for the first time. It's called Just For You and has Coleman playing raw trumpet instead of his usual alto sax. New York Is Now and Love Call are Ornette's only records with John Coltrane's old bass and drum team of Jimmy Garrison and Elvin Jones. As they did with Coltrane, Garrison and Jones often pull in different directions. They help Coleman move toward the polyrhythmic music he plays now. Ornette's own sound on alto sax is his usual bluesy cry, one of the most compelling voice-like and classic styles in jazz. When Coleman first hit the scene, detractors called him an anarchist. But his improvised variations are easy to follow as one phrase inspires the next. Here's some of Coleman's Airborne from the album Love Call. Rounding out this 1968 quartet is tenor saxophonist Dewey Redman, who'd be Coleman's alter ego for the next 5 years. These are his first studio sessions with Coleman. Redman had managed the feat of transferring Ornette's distinctive alto style to the tenor sax. Some of his lines sound strikingly like the leader's, but he doesn't sacrifice his own identity. One way Dewey Redman asserted his own style is through the use of multiphonics, thick sounds a horn player gets by singing one note while playing another. Redman began singing to his horn in the early 1960s. He once told me the sound just popped out of his throat while he was playing one night. It surprised him so much he couldn't get to sleep later. Coleman's occasional dabbling on trumpet or scratchy violin serves the same purpose as Dewey Redman's multiphonics. They add a different color and rougher texture to the music. Coleman's trumpeting ranges from the inspired to the inept. Now that these records are out, maybe the Impulse and Columbia labels will be inspired to reissue their late 60s and early 70s Coleman records. Like these Blue Notes, they help chart the evolution of a master who's always true to himself, but never stops changing.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed two Ornette Coleman reissues on the Blue Note label, New York Is Now and Love Call.
We now interrupt for our commercial.
This is Fresh Air.